The Russian figure skating team's been on thin ice since Monday when their win was called into question because of rumors that their 15-year-old star figure skater Kamila Valieva was doping. Results of her blood test from December were confirmed today. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Rick Burton, endowed professor of sport management and Syracuse University's David B. Falk College of Sport and Human Dynamics. Thank you so much for joining us. So, she was cleared to compete again on Tuesday. What's happened since then? What's the confusion?
Well, I think they've found new evidence, and that's generally what happens. There's testing always right after the competition, and something is clearly up. If I had to guess, it's not something that's old. It's something that's more recent. It's going to be a real shock, I think, inside the figure skating community, and unfortunate that these games now have another, you know, controversy or controversy going for them.
And this is like one of their premier events, and she just looks terrific. She's unbelievable. Let's talk about the effects of this drug on the body, long-term and short-term, and why or why not a 15-year-old athlete would be using it.
Well, you know, I used to work for the U.S. Olympic Committee, and Peter Ueberroth, who was the chair at the time, you know, made it very clear that there were a lot of young people that were using steroids increasingly kind of in the junior high years to try and alter their body mass or their shape. And I think I can't say that this drug is necessarily a steroid, but it's not uncommon in this day and age for young people to try things because they're under a lot of pressure to maybe please their peers or to look good on social media. And you hope that isn't the case, and we don't know necessarily that it is, but these things are more and more a possibility.
I read somewhere that it's for like a heart condition, and, you know, does she have a heart condition? And it brings up the question, if this might improve her performance, stamina, something like that, is that something, you know, a 15-year-old would figure out and go get? Or would it be her coaches or trainers who say, here's some vitamins?
Yeah, I'm much more inclined to believe that this was medicine that was prescribed to her by team doctors. I don't know. I don't think that, you know, as a 15-year-old, she would have knowingly been doing something that she knew was illegal. It's possible, but I have a harder time believing it. I think there's a part of us all that wants her to be the next Olga Korbut, you know, the next star of the Olympics, 15, you know, just physically dynamic. And yet here we are, and now we're wondering if there's going to be a cover-up. And almost every time that someone is caught doping in association with the Olympics, one of the first things we hear is that this was for a condition that was pre-existing, and everyone should understand that it was logical for this person to take it. But every team doctor and every athlete knows what the banned substance list is, and if this was on the banned substance list, it's going to be very hard, you know, to now hide behind that it was for a heart condition.
All right, just about 20 seconds left. Will she compete in the women's program? Should she?
Well, not if the Russians know that she's dirty, and I'm not saying that she is, but if they know that she's going to get caught again, they're already in trouble as it is. So it's not a pretty sight for the Russians.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. That is Rick Burton, endowed professor of sport management at Syracuse University.